Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update. We have one listed action item. Consider Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center's Policies and Procedures Manual. So if you'd introduce that, let's get started.
So Chairman, Commissioner, I just gave you the signature page only, given this was about 300 pages. Seemed a little excessive to print off and
Yes.
everybody be able to review that. Sean put a ton of work into this. It's a major update and so we wanted to bring it before you and make sure that you were on board with this. And also we wanted to know from you going forward, if there's minor changes, do you want us to bring that before you every time there's a minor change or would you just like major changes? We were kind of curious your thoughts on proceeding forward, how you would like this brought forward.
I think it's safer if Sean has the shoulders and protection of the board than just going it alone.
I agree.
I don't need to nitpick everything you do whatsoever, but I think it gives full authority if our signature is on the changes.
And Chairman, can I follow that up and say I would like the major changes highlighted and just even if there's minor changes, an acknowledgement from legal that they've reviewed it and that we're covered.
Yeah, my position is to protect the directors underneath of us as much as we can, and if it be on the board, then if there was a question later on, legal's reviewed it. We as a team have done our best to present what we believe, and if it's found to be wanting in some area, then it's all of us that darn, we all missed it. So that's what I would say.
Thank you. So this with this policy, I did a lot of hours looking at Idaho state code and standards and just making sure, really enhancing what we have. We have a great policy already, but there are changes. It's changing pretty much all the time, especially when IDEPA comes out, IDEPA code, what we go by, Idaho code, and some other things that happen. So this one, I really wanted to get it to a place where there's just going to be minor changes, if anything, going forward. Mm-hmm. We did a new behavior program, so we had to enhance what we had there. We are able to use, I talked to the jail, and their body scan is something that we can use.
Okay.
And so we have to be sight and sound separated, which the place that the body scan is,
right,
we can do that.
Right.
we just have to get a hold of the jail ahead of time so they can clear everything out for us.
Right.
And that'll be in emergency situations where medical says we need to see, you know, what might be in there that we can't really do here. So
right,
in our facility. And so that was really good. And then the wrap is another thing that we were able to use. So that is new for us. And so we put a lot of work into getting that done. And we use a lot of this. I look around to other juvenile centers and see if they have anything. And then I also look to our jail. I have a great communication with those guys and they help us out a lot and it's really good. And so they're able to help us at the same time. And so what I do is I go through and I just, I get my training coordinator, my deputy director, and deputy director he's seen throughout the state as use of force specialist. And so the whole state really uses him for questions. And so we're pretty good in that area. I am the president of the IDAPA, so our standards. I'm the president, so I go through all of it. And then we have meetings with our directors through the state. and then it goes in front of legislation. So I've got some knowledge in that area. And I'm also the co-chair of the Juvenile Training Council. So anything that changes there, I know through post and everything else.
Right.
So a lot of knowledge throughout our whole facility to do this. And then Trenton's been great to work with. He's been on top of all this. And when I give it to him, and it was a lot, but he went through it very well, gave me suggestions. And so what we have in front of us is kind of our final for now.
For now. It's a work. It's a continuous work in progress.
It is.
You don't work in a vacuum and other agencies and things.
And we're always improving. I mean, that's really what we want to do. We want to continue to improve. So we're always looking to do that.
Absolutely.
Chairman?
Yes.
Is this reviewed annually then, Sean, and adjustments made then to where it comes before the board?
Correct.
Yeah.
Annually is when we review it. And then if we go to something new or we need to change a policy, then I will make sure that that does get in front of the board.
Okay. Chairman, I'm perusing through here. There's so much information here on how-tos. So it's a great coordinated effort between our legal team and the director. And what a model just of detail and the how-tos. I was talking to the chief this morning on how many of our departments have standard operating procedures. And I don't remember who you said. Maybe this was the first with Steve Jett because of the regulations on the PREA requirements and whatnot. But if we had something, a prototype for all of this across the county, it would make a whole lot of sense in terms of just how-tos and hiring, firing, all of that. I think it looks like a great piece of work. You've got training, first aid, all the components in there. There's just a ton. So I'm in favor of adopting this and appreciate the work that you've put into it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My only request is if you have like a red light version to go through and be able to see the changes. I mean, I can read this, but I have no idea what it was before.
And I thought we provided both, but we can get you that if we need to.
Well, you might have.
I thought there was only one on the.
Yeah, there's only one.
There's only one up. Yeah, that'd be very helpful going forward for us to be able to see that. That's easily done.
We do have it in. I did make a red line version in PDF form. Yeah.
And we can provide that to you.
Okay.
Chairman, can I ask then the Captain Obvious question? Is were there any major changes on this that we should be aware of?
Major changes would be the body scan would be one of the new ones for us, the wrap, the juvenile, let's see, body scan, wrap, the behavior program. Anytime they change numbers, they went from a 400 to a 200, so I had to go through and change from a 4 to a 2 on all of it. And then there is quite a bit in this. There's a lot of changes, enhancements, I should say, not changes. But the two major ones are going to be that are the high liability are going to be the body scan, and it's going to be the wrap.
And the body scan, I'm just going to ask a couple more questions, only in the fact that you have to clear this with adult.
There's policy for it, and I got it straight from the jail and what they have for their policies, and I made it work for us.
Okay.
I didn't change anything that wasn't, because the manufacturer, they say you can only use it a certain way, and I'll just put like a pregnant female cannot go through a body scanner, so that would be a liability to do that. So there's certain reasons that you wouldn't want to do that.
And then on the wrap, can you expand a tiny bit because you've listed that in the liability category, but there's liability if you don't have the ability to detain without a wrap. So just provide
Correct. So the RAP, and all the law enforcement's going to it, a lot of the juvenile facilities are going to it. What it does, it's a safer way for us to have to restrain, and it keeps the kids safe, and it keeps us safe. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a better way instead of having to put them in, like, a restraint chair. What it does is it just wraps them and then puts them in a seated position so they can't hit, kick, those kind of things to us. And so we found that it reduces liability. And the reason it does that is we don't get hurt as bad in that situation because it's more of a controlled way to do it. So it just helps us all the way around.
Thank you.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of research on it, and it's the safest out of everything that we use. It is the safest type of restraint.
Excellent.
All right. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Anything changed that you didn't like, that you had to change?
No. Nothing that I didn't like, that I didn't think was something that we couldn't work with.
Yeah. Good.
Wow. That isn't the answer we get.
Not when the legislature's involved.
Yeah, that's good, especially when it's to our staff and to the kids. So, good. All right, if there's no more conversation, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center's Policies and Procedures Manual as presented, with thanks for the hard work.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Are there other legal issues that we want to discuss on the record? I know I have one issue for executive session. So.
Is there anything else on the record?
Okay. Mr. Van Beek?
Chairman, I just have one. Deputy PA Wesley is here for regarding a land use. So D and F. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, a record exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's be in recess to executive session. Thank you.